Now, Kumaisha, you're tuned into Spiritual Health with Mikel the Energy. Peace in, love out. What's your frequency?
World changer life.
And the goal, him take the people across the ocean, him sell them cheap.
Inside. What do I?
your brother from another motherland, Mr. McKellamine, the energy healer, right here on Rhythm In Breath, ready for another conversation in the now around spiritual health, family. It's a pleasure to be with you this dawning, as some of us are still yawning. Last night you may have been bawling, or you may have been crawling on all fours. No matter what the case is, the now has just begun, and it's only for a moment, family. Rich risings to you all. Woof! The sun is out, and life is good, family. It's Monday. It's Monday, and to those of us on the 21-day challenge, we are on week 3, the last week of the 21-day challenge, family. This is powerful. Don't lose sight yet, family. Get on your path. Like, stay on it. Stay on it. See it to the end, family. Because we've only just begun in truth, you know. So stay on it to the end, family. Get yours in. Catch up where you need to. Because this is about you, your journey, your spiritual health journey. I want to see you show up for yourself, family. Just in the same way that I show up for myself. Let's all show up for ourselves, empowering us to show up for one another. Family, this is a spiritual health talk, and this conversation is led by the oath. Heaven is my right, and heaven is my responsibility. Someone drop that in the comments. I'm going to pin that, family. Heaven is my right, and heaven is my responsibility, family. That is now what. How long has it been? How long have we been on this conversation now? I want to say 2 years, over 2 years now. 2 years we've been having this discussion on spiritual health, family. But in truth, we've all been on our spiritual health journey for much, much longer than that. But, again, my intentions for opening up this space has been really about helping us have conversations that we don't usually have, family. Like, you know, I'm the kind of person that people are generally open with. And because of that, I get to hear the truth a lot. I get to hear the truth a lot. And because of the different circles that I operate in, and that the different circles that I've been afforded in being around, no matter what level of society you're talking about, from the slums to the presidential office, I've realized, man, on the outer layer, everyone's different. But the more and more you pick at them layers, man, we're all going through the same shit. We're all going through the same shit. Now imagine me traveling around the world, to America, to Europe, London, out to England, Caribbean, Africa. Imagine me having the opportunity to talk to all of these different people and connect with real people in each place. I'm like, and then hearing almost the exact same conversations happening no matter where I am in the world. That is what has inspired this conversation, family. The fact that there are things that we need to address, that we can no longer address in solitude, that we can no longer address as a separate ego perspective, that we can no longer address in the darkness, but things that have to be brought out in the fullness of the truth of who we are, man. Who we are, what we're made of, what we're capable of, what we need, you know. So this is what has led this conversation, family. And as I, over the years, have kind of pushed myself to go deeper into the conversations of spirituality and open up more about my personal journey, about my triumphs, my failures, you know. I have been encouraged to create a community of people who can do everything as well as see one another. Us being able to be seen is probably one of the most greatest desires of humans, irrespective of where they are from and what they look like. I think we all just want to be seen. Seen for who we truly are. Seen in a way that will allow us to express our right to heaven, our right to peace, our right to abundance, joy, happiness, health, wealth. We just want to be seen in all our nakedness, in all our morning glory. We want to be seen, we want to be heard, we want to be loved and in peace. Most importantly, we want to be seen, we want to be heard, we want to be loved in peace. That pursuit I've wanted to take a different approach to that, you know, because I'm not new in wanting to highlight that, but I've wanted to take a different approach to that, and that has been my mission since I begun the World Changer journey. Since this symbol came into existence, that has been my mission, to change the way in which people of the world, particularly us people of nature, experience ourselves. That has been something that I've wanted to do. And on that journey, I've realized, oh, if you want anything to shift on this planet, you have to start with yourself. I know, I heard Michael Jackson's song. I heard it. Gonna make a change for once in my life. I heard it, but I wasn't listening. You get it? I heard it, but I wasn't listening. You know what I'm saying? I heard it, but I heard the song by Bob Marley. I heard fella talking about it. You know what I'm saying? I heard Tupac talking about it. You gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to do. You know what I'm saying? Gotta change the way we eat. Gotta change the way we live. Gotta change the way we treat each other. See, the old way was a working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. You know what I'm saying? Come on, you don't memorize that speech. You don't tell me to memorize that speech on the changes. Can a brother get a little piece? I heard it, but I wasn't listening. These men came up on the jewels. These men were dropping the gems. And it was only when, you know, I came to that same juncture myself and realized, okay, see, heaven is my right and heaven is my responsibility. What we've been doing is, heaven is my right, fold our arms and wait to be given heaven. Heaven is my right. Heaven is my right. Never catch yourself saying that statement without finishing it. That's how statements get lost in translation. You know that jack of all trades, master of none? That's not the end of that statement. That statement is jack of all trades, master of none, but a master of none is oftentimes better than one. That's the full statement. I used to use that statement to beat myself up. Little did I know, that statement was favoring me the way I am. So don't let this one get lost in translation. Heaven is my right and heaven is my responsibility. So we want to heal the world. Yes, we want to experience the greatest love of all. We want changes. You know what I'm saying? We want to, you know, heal the man in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? We have to. The greatest way to influence anything outside of ourselves is to become the energetic representation of it. Yeah? The greatest way to be an influence to anyone is to be the vibrational reality that represents what you want to experience. Brothers are asking me to say it again. Jeez. A jack of all trades, a master of none, but a master of none is oftentimes better than one. Meaning, the guy who can do all trades but hasn't mastered one is often better than the one who's only mastered one. He's doing one thing, but you do 60 things. And you can flip yourself through all these 60 things. This person's got one thing. So that person who's a jack of all trades oftentimes does better than the person who masters only one. Statements like that. I think I made a list of statements that are inconclusive. You know what I'm saying? I need to find them. Statements. Finishing quotes. Here's another one. You not ready for another one that I finished? I finished this one. I finished this myself. Never bite the hand that feeds you until you are ready to feed yourself. Come on, family. Never bite the hand that feeds you until you are ready to feed yourself. And when you... You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, and when you're ready to feed yourself, you gotta bite the hand that feeds you. Respectively, obviously. That statement can be looked at in many different ways. I'm talking about when you've been, someone's feeding you, and if you're ready to feed yourself, then you have to let go of that hand because it will deter you from being able to do for self. So, we're talking about becoming. This Cesarojo challenge right now is about becoming. Warojo House is about becoming. The new program, Heaven Safari, is about becoming. This life that we're living, ooh, it's hot in here, is about becoming. It's about becoming, family. It's all about becoming. What are you allowing yourself to become? Heaven is not a destination. It is a mode of transport. Therefore, it's not where you are. It's who you are. Because who you are is what creates the vehicle, the vibrational reality. Who you are determines where you are. You see what I'm saying? You see, family? So, this is what we are focused on doing. Becoming. I'm going to crack a window because things kind of mad in here. Let's crack a window. So I actually want to do questions today, man. Let's get in the questions from early. We're 20 minutes in. You can see, you know, I'm open. Family, I'm gonna be real. You guys need to help me, man. I need to share, yo. Oof. The world needs to know this music. Oh my gosh, it's just too healing. It's too healing, family. Family, share these lives. Listen, if you're on these lives, if you're on this conversation, if you're doing Chazaroho, I need you to share it with your people. Share it with your people. Share it amongst your groups. Share videos. Hashtag like family. If this is the energy that you're on and you're vibrating with and you're messing with, share it. Let people know about it. Don't keep it to yourself, family. Let's make this a staple. Like, I'm here growing the community, and so I want to attract people who are also about this life. You know, I don't want everybody, like, no one, like, there's 7.5 billion people in the world. Not everyone's gonna agree with you, but at least 1 million will, and that's it. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I think we'll do all right with 1 million people on this vibration, even less. 100,000, 500,000 people on this vibration, you can change the world. We're already changing the world, our world. You know, I want the whole world to get on this vibration, family, because this is a beautiful one. You know what I mean? So share the lives, share the music. You know, I'm going to keep putting the music out. I'm going to keep creating dope stuff. I'm going to keep putting out amazing content that's going to challenge your matrix. I am here to fuck up your matrix, family. That's all I'm here to do.
Yo, I'm in the power of them youth, you know.
You understand?
They're my vampire energy.
Run up.
B to the A to the M to the B to the I to the R to the E. B to the A to the M to the B to the I to the R to the E. B to the A to the M to the B to the I to the R to the E. That's you on my energy. You on my energy. Yo.
I'm here to fuck up the matrix. That's all I'm... Literally, that's all I was born to do. I was born to fuck up the matrix. I'm an annoyance. I'm a cell that grows within the matrix and implodes on it.
You can never run from yourself. Believe me, I've tried.
That's all I'm here to do. That's all I want to do. I take pleasure in it. That's what we're doing, family. I'm passing the drink. Let's go with the questions right now.
Giving to you. Uja, Apa, Sasa, Twende. Class rules everything but me. Please don't come with your fuckery. I seen bad man turn lovely. Get back, fuck with the fuck back. White man here don't like me. It might be cause I'm just too lively. Shit, I just flex with the wifey. It won't talk though, I don't give a fuck. So what? Hold up, cuz, yo fam, how do we wind up here? Chuckers and Joes and you so bare. Got bare clothes but I so bare. So yeah.
Suck your mother, dog. Most high is in the eye. I don't serve no other god. Parents picked up parents, placed in pits with pits with little rats live. Middle passage, piece of rubber passing pain to be pacified by your pitch for practice. I'm the pygmy, pushing passion on you pussies. Try to pacify my perfect pictures of a paradise. You parasites, so suck yourselves up. Finger fuck your father till your forefathers go fuck themselves.
Woo! Do you know how sweet it is yet to listen? Listen. Do you know how sweet it is, yeah, to make lyrics, just lyricism. Just, I enjoy words. This is why I wake up and do these things, because I enjoy the words are sexy. You get what I'm saying? You get to do things and say things. You get what I'm saying? You get to, you get what I'm saying? You get to, like, have nice, you know what I'm saying?
If we didn't ever have to leave where I'm from, instead of a bastard boy from the LA.
You get what I'm saying, family? I'll do this forever, man. This is the most beautiful expression. It's really a superpower. So tap into, like, don't push down your children or your own inner child's superpower. You have superpowers that people call the arts. What they call performing arts, what they call the performing arts and creative, it's your superpower. It's your actual ability to manifest worlds. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like you put things in people's minds. You change. You give people words that become pillars in their life. Don't negate your power as an artist. Take that.
1, 2, 3, 4. Sunshine at 6 o'clock. If my dick's up, then so am I.
That was science. That was actual science. You didn't even hear that shit. That's science. That's scientific. Abstract wisdom.
Sunshine at 6 o'clock. If my dick's up, then so am I. Look down on my little man. He says, sorry D, it's grind time. Excuse me, I mean big man. He hates when I talk down to him. Cause last night he put in work and that pussy never came back again. But real talk, I had a dream. All my man then was making cream. And our money was so clean. We slapped a fed with a pinky. Got a phone call from my big bro. What he said was so cold. If that guy ever done road, his body count would be tenfold. But I don't wanna live that life. I don't wanna be that guy. Look, I don't wanna get locked up. Doing something fucked up. When it's all on top, when we can't get by. No, I just wanna make that beat. Yes, mansion and Nairobi. Blessed, give me love, give me a milli. Cause I'm a billy pound bound for the bow bound for the reload. The mode has got to win. Haters quick to comment, my dick's a sausage. You hoes can tuck it in. Shout out chicks who got it, they eat regardless. No need to fuck to win. I respect girls and respect themselves. Sexy but with good mental health. Cause these crazy bitches get sent to hell. Look, God music can change the world. My music might change a girl. She might learn to just love herself and say fuck boy, go fuck yourself. She don't fuck toys, my dick's enough. Kinky boo, she might bring the cuffs.
It's too early. I love music. Anyway, let's get to questions, family. But I'm really excited. I need to write. I'm getting that itch. In these itchable streets. You get what I'm saying? I need my you know what I'm saying? I need to get back in that station. But yes, family, do not suppress, negate your artistic powers, family. These are powers, and they first and foremost, they are there to heal you. Healed people heal people. Yes, healed people heal people. So first and foremost, family, your art, your creative outlets, and what you, they are there for your healing, and you have an ability to heal others with that, family. Do not overlook that shit. Do not just put it as a thing it's the thing. It's your bedrock. My ability to speak and connect and commune and relate is all coming from this stuff. This stuff that I've spent all my life doing, music, since I was 14 years old is when I've recorded my first song. 8 years old is when I wrote my first lyric. All of that stuff feeds what I do right now. The ideas, my ability to communicate, relate, Everything has come from this. My, when, how I channel is like this. This is how I channel. I'm letting you know. This is how I channel. This is how I oracle. These are my tarot. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I use rhythm. That's what Chezorojo is. You get what I'm saying? And a lot of us, this is our way. Everyone drop your MC name. I know you lot got MC names you had back in the day. What's your MC name? Lady Stiff Batty, something like that, innit? Lady this, lady that. Everyone had a lady something. Missed that. Man like Killer, you know what I'm saying? Killer G, you know what I'm saying? Everyone drop your flipping MC names in the comments right now. We're going to deal with the questions just now. We're going to deal with the questions. Oh, I wait there. Ooh, oh man, we gotta do it again. Miss Stush, hey, you're too right. Cold Dog with a double G, bruv. That's what I like, Cold Dog. Miss Sniper. Do you know, we gotta start going back. Ang Rock, you know. That's hard. I like that. Man, like Ang Rock. Yo, we gotta start calling ourselves. From now, alright, this is going to be your names for... alright, cool. Don't worry. We're going to get some names for Chezorojo. Yeah? Mrs. Stush. Miss Sniper, you know. But, you know. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
My God. My
God, I just want to show you like some bars. I'm going to jump to the question. We just passed the half an hour mark, but I'm just ramping with you like for a second. I love lyrics. Watch these bars, yeah? It's cheeky bars. Watch this.
She might swallow for a little follow. Eat a dyke just for a like. Any chick coming on a hype.
What?
Talking date night.
What?
I tell him on your bike. Right off. Cause you ain't on my timeline. World change of life. You can see I'm on my damn grind. Lazy girl, she don't wanna work a 9 to 5. But me and my queen going 69. Yin yang when the sin ting clans. Big bangs when the chick slams up on this man. This man. We just work, work, play, work, twerk in the dirt. Then we skirt, skirt. They should get as upset if you think. Short skirts ain't gonna work if you don't work, bruh. She a poser trying to post her. Leave her on the wall like a poster. I pay for your guys.
So funny. Alright, let's go. Oh, I think I'm gonna do a day where I just play rhythm, man. We should have like a little listening party. Short skirts ain't gonna work if you don't work. Come on. Facts. Alright, let's go. Let's go to the questions. I'm gonna leave that one. That's fine. Let me leave that one. Let me get an instrumental. Yeah, here we go. All right. So let's do questions. Question time. Tunes for days. Right. Real talk. I got loads and loads and loads and loads. Alright, last week you talked about channeling. It's the question time. Yes, Cass. It's the question time. Last week we talked about channeling your vulnerabilities. Could you say more about how to do that? Yes. Awesome. So let's look at vulnerabilities. Let's take it out of, you see, when you're looking at anything, try and, like, the first thing I do when understanding anything, right? And this is something I learned years ago. I can't remember who I learned it from, but you know, when you're part of this community, this is just what you learn. But you have to get to the etymology of words, you know, and what they actually represent. Yeah? And so that's what I try to do. If I'm trying to look deeper into something, then I'm going to do my level best to take myself out of the box or the defining box that I have put it in currently. And so the first step in doing that is understanding what it is that you're looking at. Vulnerabilities, yes, is another way of looking at the feminine principle. Every single human being is gonna be vulnerable in something, yes? But the vulnerable is all, just like the feminine in this world, once you understand the way this world looks at everything feminine, you will understand why vulnerability is degraded. You see, women are seen as weak, yes? The feminine is seen as the weaker, yes? Emotional, chaotic, devilish, dark, occult. These are all the things that are associated with that feminine principle. But when you empower the feminine and understand the feminine for what it actually is, yes, meaning the vast, abundant space of creation, you see, the ability to harness all energy, yes? When you understand that, then you will start to look at vulnerabilities different as well. Last week, I spoke about vulnerabilities in relation to looking at uncultivated superpowers. Yeah? I'll give you a great example. This is an example I give to children. So if you've got any children, this would be a great way to help them understand themselves, because this was a real life thing that I observed that really changed the way I looked at myself. You may have heard me, if you've been listening to me for years, then you've heard me talk about this on a number of occasions. Hercules. Now, there is a story of Hercules, the Disney, yeah? It's a really, really good example, because Hercules, we all know, is a demigod, right? A demigod who descended down from heaven. Well, he was a god. He descended down from, they were stolen from heaven, and he was made into a demigod. So I was going to say his melanin. You know, you just got, you see, when you just got to pair up the stories how you want, yeah? But Hercules is also the story of Heru, the story of Jesus, all in the same bracket. Anyway, he got made into a human, right? So his glow got taken away, going with the Disney version. And so he was seen as an abandoned baby. That baby got taken to live in a very common village, right? Boom. So he's growing up now. And naturally, as a child, you're wanting to play and wanting to, you know, do the things that you want to do. He's playing with the kids and he's mashing up everything. He's opening doors for gyal in school, but he's tearing off the door. He's throwing frisbees to people, but he's knocking out windows, or the frisbees landing in other cities. You see what I'm saying? He's running and he hits something. He accidentally trips over and falls. It wrecks over buildings. It becomes destructive. You see? His power, yeah, or his strength is his, where he's vulnerable. Does that make sense? Everyone in that community sees that his powers, right, his extraordinary abilities, as a negative thing. And even him, he grows up believing he is a freak of nature. to the point where even people who are much weaker than him by design end up being his bullies, because psychologically, right, he can't do nothing to them. They have all the power over him. You can't play with us, you're a freak. You can't come in here, you're a freak. You know what I'm saying? Any more word out of you and we'll lock you up. You're a freak. So that quality that he has been for the majority of his life up until that point, has been the one thing that has ruined his experience of life. The one thing that has terrorized his childhood. The one thing that has blocked him from, you know, fitting in with the in crowd, from talking to the girls, from chilling with the man then, from, you know, going out of his parents and being a certain way. Everyone knows this, you're just that weirdo. You see what I'm saying? Similarly to us, family, there are things about us that have plagued us since nursery. You read every report from nursery to secondary school says, Mikhail is a bright student, but he's noisy. He's got so much potential, but he's disruptive. He could get a lot done, but he's easily distracted. That shit was from nursery, reception year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. College. All they said the same shit. Yes? To the point where I had counseling for it. They made me go boxing training for it. They put me on special programs. Ironically, with all other black boys. You understand? They've made me see doctors and maybe try to diagnose me. Yes? Why? Because there is a problem. There is a problem that needs fixing, according to them. And according to me, in my lack of wisdom. And according to Hercules, he has an issue that needs fixing. One day, his parents go, it's time you know a bit of truth. We don't know, we found you, and the symbol of the gods was attached to your being. We want to tell you that. We don't know what it means, but we think you should go to the temple. Hercules pulls up at the temple. And he's like, yo, I will find my way. I can go the distance. I'll be there someday. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while. I will go most anywhere to feel like I belong. Do, 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 do. Boom, 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 boom. Alright, I got carried away there. Anyway, he lands at the temple and he's like, yo, Jesus. Wagwan, my G. I don't know why I'm here, but like, man's praying to you, innit? Because I'm 18 and things is messed up. People on the road ain't messing with me no more. My village don't know how to deal with me. Zeus, have you got some answers? Then Zeus pops up and says, yo, you are my son. You are the son of God. That's me, Zeus. You understand? From that moment on, if you notice, I want you to watch this film. If that moment on, the penny drops, he can never go back. He can never go back. He can never go back at that moment. Yes? Once he had the information, the awareness that he is the son of God, shifted his entire expectation of himself. Shifted his entire process of all of himself. If you notice, from that moment on, his whole body language changed. He now went, instead of a lost soul search, he was on a quest to become God again. So he wasn't on a search to fix himself. He was on a cultivation quest to become himself. There's a difference.
And what I'm saying here is that the vulnerabilities that we have are not there to be fixed. They're there to be cultivated. Do you understand? It's almost like saying a woman is born with all her eggs and you're complaining that the eggs ain't manifesting into children. You know what I'm saying? The eggs don't need to be fixed. Oh, why aren't these eggs breeding? I'm sure I've seen this happen before. It should be growing into a fetus at some point. They're not there to be fixed. They're there to be cultivated. The eggs are there to become. Cultivation. That's where the masculine comes in. You see? So the vulnerabilities represents the pool of potential. The vulnerabilities represents the vast resources of your spirit. And they speak to you. Autonomously, just like when Hercules didn't know about his powers, doesn't mean his powers wasn't there. Just because Hercules didn't know he was a god, doesn't mean he wasn't acting like one unbeknownst to himself. You feel what I'm saying, family? You see, you got all this power. And this is what I tell all these young black boys. We're like Hercules. We're the ones out here in the streets. We get called delinquents because of our energy. We talk rough to a little. We talk rough to these teachers. They get red in the face and start calling 999. Family, I used to go into schools. I used to go into PRUs, pupil referral units, guys that just got out of prison. And I'll pull up to these places, me and my ones and my little studio equipment. And these white people give me a fob. They'll give me a fob, a small little fob. And they'll be like, listen, it's an hour session, but you're not going to get anything from them. Just go in there and just, you know, hold the time. And if anything goes wrong, just pull this cord and the police will come. I was like, shit. I was like, ma'am, keep your damn fob. You know what I'm saying? Ma'am, keep your fob, love. Keep your fob. Here's what you can do with the fob, love. You know what I'm saying? And I would go in there and we'd be mashing it up, killing it, deep conversations, opening up, making music, talking, and it's just vibes the whole way through. Because we understand each other as gods. God recognized God. You see what I'm saying? That's the same thing the brothers are going through. Family, I went into schools and said this, and the teachers loved it, but the establishments didn't. I used to go into schools and tell the kids, listen, nothing, everything that got me in trouble, I said this to kids in schools. I used to get paid to go into schools around GCSE times and motivate kids on a run up to their GCSEs. And the first thing I would say to them is, guys, I want to kill a fallacy right now. Failing your GCSEs does not mean failing at life. Succeeding at your GCSEs does not mean succeeding at life. And I ended it with this. I was like, everything that got me in trouble in school is the reason I'm getting paid to talk to you today. Every quality, this is the irony, every quality that got me kicked out of school, and I used to get suspended a lot, every quality that got me kicked out of school, family, is what got me into the schools. Because they know this guy can go in and talk to 1,400. All right. They know this guy can talk to 1,000 kids and each one of them will listen. Ain't no one more hype than me. Nobody. I would humble the hypest child. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Everything that got me in trouble in school is literally the same skills that I use to make me a success today. I'm quick-witted. I'm easily distracted. I disrupt. Like that's if you're not fast on your feet, a quick thinker, disruptive, you know, an attention seeker, all of this shit, this is literally the world we live in today. You don't even, like, I have to calm down my shit. You know what I'm saying? Me, I pull back my shit. I don't even. My energy's not even on 10. I have to pull it back. I have to go out, Mikhail. Let go. It's okay. It's okay, Mikhail. Let them live. Let them live. Down, boy. That's it. Whoa, easy there. Whoa. I have to calm my shit down. Like, I'm not like, you know. You know what I'm saying, family? So, all of that to say, all of that to say, your vulnerabilities, yeah, are your superpowers calling you to be cultivated. And the longer they remain uncultivated, yeah, the longer they remain uncultivated is the more disruptive they're going to be in your life. You get what I'm saying? It's the more disruptive they're going to be in your life, and the more it's going to start bleeding into other areas of your life until you make it a part of your energy operation. Don't leave your vulnerabilities uncultivated, because if you don't make them a part of your energy operation, then you stand a chance of it ruining everything that you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
For the Londoner, round the clock hustler, label king pitch me up, off the street customer, barbershop regular, looking for his lady luck or any lucky lady, the one that he may call baby, maybe this is for them button ups, trying to get them buttons off, feel like life's a bit too much, and now it's like button nuts, he just wants the cuddle up, she just wants a brother's love, both are young and filled with love, so touch and tower sending up, and yes, they will go up and down, and build it up, and they'll go round.
Let them vulnerabilities live, family. Thank you for asking that question.
Learn to swim at the deep end. Be the love of my life for a weekend. Something about your eyes make you special. Here's a toast, come close. Look, I've got something to tell you, she said.
Live Soul. Oh, Live Soul wanna be cheeky on the live. Live Soul. Live Soul with the. You know what I love about question time right now? I can't see the questions. You know what I'm saying? I can see them, but there's something. Maybe it's a malfunction on my phone. I've got iPhone 6, guys. So it's hanging on. When can people hear? Woo! Hey, you lot are going to hear that tune next month. Sometime in a couple months, you're going to hear that bun. But Liv, when are we going to hear about your love service, Liv? Since I'm talking to Liv right now. You get what I'm saying? Since Liv want to live. Liv, we're waiting for, you know, Liv has got this amazing service, guys. And it's all about helping you cultivate your inner voice. You've heard how beautiful she sings. You know, she's on the Heaven Safari. You know, like, so she's got that voice that's going to help you empower yours. So if you're someone who finds it hard to use your throat chakra, you know what I'm saying? Liv has got you covered. If you're a man or woman that is trying to cultivate that inner voice and bring it out into the forefront using, you know, your highest intentions and your highest excitement, using music and vibrations that relate to you deeply, Liv is the one for you still. Can't even lie. I'm not even going to lie in the Asabuis. Lying in the Asabuis is sacrilegious, and we're not going to lie in the Asabuis. You get what I'm saying? So let's not do that. You don't know what time it is. Isaiah, for this question, how do you get the music as an MP3 so I can put it as a ringtone? I'm actually in the process of uploading music to my website, so thank you for asking that, because again, you've just shown me why it's important to do that. I'm gonna be uploading all my music to be downloadable from my website.
Hello, my friends.
Let me answer that question. Let me get that one in, because that's a good question. The world just froze on me. It gets freezing cold when no one's... Alright. How would you advise a mother to help cultivate her sons? I feel like men have a different power. Men have, yeah, they do. We do. That's the whole point. How would I advise? Advise? I wouldn't advise, because everyone's circumstances. I'm not in a position to advise unless I am coaching you specifically, so I understand the full remit of what you're capable of doing. Because everybody's circumstance is different, you know, and everyone has different levels of access, you know. Because, you know, for example, you know, I helped to raise my godson, who was the son of one of my closest friends, since he was born, you know, from when I was 16, you know. But she had me. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not his dad, but I did everything a dad would do. Do you get what I'm saying? Went to parents' evening, took him to school on his first day, on his secondary school. Do you get what I'm saying? All of that stuff. So. But again, it's about resources as well. So we could go into that if and when we do one-on-one. But generally, again, it's like generally being able to understand what you need, what a child needs, what boys need, what girls need, will allow you to channel them in that direction as and when it's called for. One of the big things that I always talk about that a boy needs as he's growing into a man is discipline. Energetic, aka sexual, because that's what it grows into. Energy, sex goes into sexual discipline. So it grows over time, you get what I'm saying? But discipline. Boys, all of us need discipline, but boys especially, as they're growing, they need disciplines that are gonna hone in their energy and allow them to experience the benefits of channeling their energy in a focused way. You see? So that looks like, you know, your footballs, that looks like your languages, that looks like tuition, that looks like martial arts, that looks like, you know, different programs that allow them to go up levels. The more and more they practice, that looks like an instrument, you see? That looks like also things that they have an autonomy over. They are to be responsible for. You see what I'm saying? They are responsible for the upkeep. You know, again, giving responsibilities like you cook. You're a cook. You cook for the house. Do you get what I'm saying? It's you cook on... It's Friday. It's your cook or we don't eat. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Something that the boy can lock in and go, oh, this is my role. Okay, do you get what I'm saying? And be like, to the point where he's like, nah, come out the kitchen, I'm cooking. You get what I'm saying? He needs to have that thing where it's like, yeah, this is mine and I'm responsible for making this happen and I'm going to make it happen. Mum, where's the aubergines? Where's the sweet potatoes? Where's the kale? Where's the spinach? Where's the pasta? Like, we need that because I'm about to cook. So make sure when you go out, mum, I need you to get this list. You get what I'm saying? Because Friday's coming up and I prepared my stuff. You get what I'm saying? I prepared my shit, mum. You get what I'm saying, though? You know? Like, so it's about discipline. And there's so many... And not discipline as in, like, whooping someone's ass. But discipline as in just various ways that they can observe and cultivate
their energy and look at the results of being disciplined. You see, it's very important for a boy to learn early on that discipline equals freedom. You see what I'm saying? A boy that doesn't get that is going to really fight to understand that as he grows older as a man. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You see? And I will admit that that's something that I had to learn later on myself. Because I always ran away from discipline because of freedom was so important to me. And I didn't have a strict household. I would be true. Especially when my dad, when my parents got divorced. You see, my household wasn't strict. My mum just loved her boys too much. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You see? And so there was never any call or need for me to have any discipline. You see? Which has only reinforced the level of discipline I have now. Because it's just like, you just missed out, innit? In my head. You know? Although I had discipline. Like, my one discipline has always been music. I've always made music. I've always been on that. That's kind of what it is. You know? However, it's very important for a boy to see very early the result of his discipline. The fact that what he wants as a man will always come to fruition if he can stay erect. Meaning, in alignment and focused, driven towards his goals. Discipline. So that is fundamentally what I would say is important for young boys. How you get to that is now your creative process and understanding of your own children. Get me! Get me, blood! Let's go. My creative prowess, what do you think I'd be doing? Ruining somebody's life. You get what I'm saying? Especially my own. You get what I'm saying? If I never realized my creative prowess, I'd be doing something. Here's the thing, yeah? You can't escape who you are. So it's like you just get to decide how the journey looks. I'm a disruptive person. That's who I am. That's my nature. I'm here to disturb and disrupt and provoke. That's what I do. That's what I do best. It's my gift. I provoke. So it's always going to happen, no matter what side of the coin I'm sitting on. I'm just glad that I found a channel for this provocation. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You see? And it helps people, including myself. It's actually helped my life become better. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's like years and years and years and years. I actually don't appreciate how much years that I've given to working on myself. I don't appreciate it because I'm in it. But you know, I've got 12, 13 years of data to show exactly how I've cultivated myself. Do you get what I'm trying to say? 10 of those years can be found on YouTube. You get what I'm saying? You know? So, but yeah, if I wasn't in my, what did you call it? Creative prowess, then it'd just be the same thing, but like a very basic version. You know what I'm saying? Just a basic version. So yes, DTP.
Alright, I've been told all my life to focus on only mastering one. I mastered my bass to my own standards. Oh, now I can see it. To my own standards, karate, but carried on with various other systems. With learning languages, I always thought jack of all trades and master of some. Please, what's that book you have? It's not a book, it's just like one of those things where, it's one of those trivial things where it's like, did you know that this is the real end to that sentence? There's no book, or there might be a book, but I'm not aware of it. My youngest son just said, if you are a future of my big son, as my big son says, his gift is annoying people all the time. And they just heard you. Yeah, literally. Like, I'm really good. I'm annoying. I know that. I'm really good at annoying. I'm really good. I'm a provoker. You know what I'm saying? I'm a provoker. I'm the spirit of provocation. Like I said, me, my level, you know what I'm saying? You look, just got me here right now. This is just goggle view. But yeah, I'm a very provocative person. You know what I'm saying? That's my art. You know what I'm saying? That is my art. My art is provocation. Provoke people in a them blow. The beginning of that track was that plank ginger ponytail from Lockstock. What track? Which one? You talking about this one?
To leave if you never had to leave. I thought, how would it be? My visions tell me, how would I see me if them snakes never pulled a gun?
You talking about this song?
A freaking word in my mother tongue. With a walking pride knowing where I'm from. Instead of a bastard boy from the L.O.N.D. on.
Is this some white cunt's joke that black cunts don't get?
I don't know, I just heard it. I hear things in my head. When I'm making a beat, like when I made this beat, I just heard that randomly. And I don't know why or where I took that from. I just heard it, and then I was like, oh, I need to... It's like in Giving to You, there's a sample in Giving to You that has no relevance whatsoever to the song. However, when I was making it, that's all I heard in my head in that little middle eight, and I was like, I can't get that out of my head when that bit comes, so I'm just going to throw it in there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because I've seen her, because all my treasures on the other side.
Let me be honest with you, I had real plans for that section. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do like what I did in No Injections. I'm gonna get a guitarist to play on that section. Oh no, maybe I'll call my friend who plays the saxophone and it can be a nice little middle eight. But I couldn't get Ride the Punani out of my head. That was just there, it was fixed. You know what I'm saying?
Giving to you.
Yeah, that was it. That was just this is how the song went. this is what happened. Random shit comes into my head and I'm like, oh. It's like, we're gonna have to work with that one. I really originally wanted to do like something really nice, because it's a nice song, right? It's a nice song, it's delicate, it's light, and I thought, oh, you know it would be so beautiful, like if I had like a little, you know, like in No Injections when I had the guitars at the end.
Think you almost give to me. Yeah.
Like
like a nice guitar section, yeah? And I was like, yeah, I got nothing. You know? Oh man, but that's the joys of creativity. You'll never understand why. So in that song, it just felt relevant to put, where's it from? Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. There you go. I literally just heard someone, that guy saying, wankers, wankers. You know what I'm saying? At the beginning, all I heard was, wankers, wankers. And I was like, I got to put that in there. I got to put that in there because this song represents the transition from my identity as an African into a British one. So that's that cut, that kind of pensive, loud, white geezer swear word is perfect to take someone on the journey of self-identity. I just finished. You listen here, you hear the ancestors in the back. I'm going to play this for you and then you're going to get what I'm saying. But we're going to be done after this. But why not? It's trivia, innit? So this is how my last album starts. It starts like this. Very nice.
Earphone, turn it off. Shit, alright. Yo. I looked out in the sea and thought, what would it be? If we didn't ever have to leave, if we never had to leave. I thought, how would it be? My visions tell me, how would I see me? If them snakes never pulled a gun, and I didn't have to run. And I could speak a freaking word in my mother tongue. With a walking pride knowing where I'm from. Instead of a bastard brain from the L-O-N-G on.
Is this some white cunt's joke that black cunts don't get?
And then it gets dark. That's London for you, right? That's like between Peckham and Bermondsey. That's what will happen. That's...
One, two, three, four. Sunshine at 6 o'clock. If my dick's up, then so am I.
Woo! Bad boy lyrics. All right, thank you. I think that's all the questions, though. I think, yeah, all the questions have been answered. Thank you, family. Thank you. Powerful session today. I might just... You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we should do some more listening parties. Maybe I'll do, if people are interested, maybe I'll do like some breakdowns of some songs. Yeah, we should do, maybe I should do like a question time on music and like a history behind certain songs. If people are interested, that would be kind of cool. Just like a backstory, you know. And then what I'll do is maybe I'll bring my hard drive with all my shit on it, which is kind of with like visuals to take people through the journey of how I arrived at particular songs, particular lyrics, and things like that. Like there's a song, like even in this song, there's a sample in this song. There's a sample. How many of you have heard this song? This is on my first album, Wishful Thinking. It's called Wishful Thinking. Look, there's a sample in this song that nobody, it's too subtle, you wouldn't hear it. But there's a sample in this song that is linked directly to a particular experience that I had. But it was so, and again, it was one of the things that popped into my head that I had to put it in the song. But it's funny.
Look down on my.
So music and creativity. You know, it's 360, family. You should just go into it. Just play. Don't even try to make it anything. It's already, it is what it is.
And my little man says, sorry, D, it's grind time.
Yeah, so, Cesar Rojo coming up, family.
That's your day. Listen, this poem shall say nothing new. This poem shall speak of time. Time unlimited, time undefined. This poem is vexed about apartheid, racism, fascism, the Ku Klux Klan, riots in Brixton, Atlanta, Jim Jones. This poem.
So, Chaputi's, you want a Chaputi soundtrack?
see what we got. Let's see what we got in the collection. You know what I'm saying? A Chaputi soundtrack. I don't know. What would that sound like, though? I should make one. What would that sound like? There may be some things in the vault. So my beats. I haven't heard these beats in a while. I might have to just, you know, take some things for myself, you know. You know, we don't know. We don't know what is here. Anyway, alright, family. You done know. I'm gonna see you in a piece a little bit. Thank you. Peace in. I'm going to see you guys at quarter past nine for Cesar Rojo Games, family. You don't know what time it is. Let's get it in this morning, family. We're going to do grime. If you're fasting, well, you should be fasting. Well, we are fasting because it's the challenge today to fast. Get it in. Give it all. Let's put in the work, family. And yeah, you don't know. What time it ain't? What's this? Alright, bangers. Bangers on deck. Alright then. Mad, it's too much. Oi, let's get it in. All right, peace. I've said bye 3 times now, but peace in, family. Thank you. You don't know what time it ain't. Happiness, health, wealth, love, peace in the now, heaven in the now, family. If you haven't gonna if you haven't signed up for the heaven safari, Lord God, man, let's start. Jesus, we said, oh Lord. Cesar Rojo is coming for me. So, Joshua, Imefika. Yeah, so family, if you haven't signed up for the Heaven Safari, the spiritual health program we got going on, please do that. If you want to go deeper into this spiritual health work that we got happening this year, family, it is a program not to be missed. We're going to be going in again as a family, recommitting ourselves to an entire program. Activation on every level. It's time to get real. It's time to get honest. It's time to confront
all of those spaces that we call vulnerabilities and turn them into our superpowers. That's what we want to do, family. Lastly, we want to open up space so that we can expose our vulnerabilities, so that we can become responsible for channeling them in ways that serve us. We don't want to hide our vulnerabilities. We don't want to keep them back there. No, we want to bring our vulnerabilities to the forefront, yes, and allow our responsibility to guide it into becoming a part of our superpowers, family. That's it. Just like Hercules. I love the way I did a 360 on the entire conversation. But that's why I do what I do. Thank you very much, family. Peace in. Love out. You don't know what time it ain't. There's so many music. This has got a lot of music. Let's go. Peace in, family. Thank you for tuning in to the Spiritual Health Conversation for the Millennial Generation. Are you tapped in? I want to big up everyone who takes time out to listen to this podcast and contribute with their comments or sharing or just even letting me know how it affected them. If anyone is looking for one-on-one spiritual health coaching, family, please head to worldchangerlife.com/spiritual health to find out more on how you can get a one-on-one personal spiritual health program for your life. If you want to know more info about what we do as a community service, please go to worldchangerlife.com to get update information. If you'd like to donate to this spiritual health program, family, go to worldchangerlife.com right now and put your donation of any kind. It's much appreciated. And if you've benefited from these spiritual health talks, family, send me a DM and let me know what you've taken from these conversations. Hit me up on Twitter or Facebook at Mikel Amin, or on Instagram at Mikel the Energy. Peace in, love out. Na kumaisha watu wa roho.